a Hendrick Automotive dealership, I-77 at Dave Lyle Boulevard.
This is Jeff Rhodes, and don't forget, when you come to Honda Cars of Rock Hill, tell them Goober sent you.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It is 7:42 here on this Friday edition of Palmetto Morning. 62 degrees on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We'd love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340 and those listening on the free WRHI app. If you don't have the app, don't worry. Download it when you can. Take us on the go and you'll be in the know.
We also want to welcome those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as those on Facebook Live.
I know we say it often, but these next two guests, we absolutely love. I know we sound like a broken record, but we just love so many people in our community. And these ladies move mountains in the world of the nonprofits, and we are just a better community for them. So we have the wonderful and awesome Ann Williamson.
Yes.
Hey, friend, how are you?
Oh, wonderful, now that I get to see you this morning.
Now you know why I like her.
Ann is, what are we going to call you? We're going to call you a fangirl of Lucas McFadden. You love
Number
Lucas.
One.
Number one.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, Valerie. It's okay. We'll get through it together.
Let me fan here.
Yeah. Ann was at the screening last night of Sisters at Hospice and Community Care.
That,
it was just great. And then, of course, the wonderful, awesome, just running out of adjectives, Valerie Lawson Watkins. Good morning to you, Valerie.
Good morning, Lucas.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
all right.
Wonderful to be here this morning.
It is always like home when you get here, for sure. So, Valerie, gosh, we met several years ago when you were starting your nonprofits, and one nonprofit started another nonprofit, and here we are today. So it is No Sad Story Ministries and Cry Out to Get Out Ministries together. They're hosting the 9th annual fundraiser. It's coming up on Saturday, October the 14th, but it's really like a weekend.
Yes, that's real. We've gone to 2 days, Lucas. How about that? We can't do one day anymore. We've expanded.
Oh, man. Let's bring our listeners up to speed. Kind of, if you can, give us the elevator speech of how these nonprofits kind of came together where we are today.
No problem. I carry on the legacy of an awesome little short lady called my mom, Bertrina Lawson. At the age of 60, my mom found out that my father had infected her with AIDS. And I found that it was very important for me as her only daughter to carry on her legacy, because she left such a legacy with myself and my five brothers. She was an awesome lady that loved God, first of all, loved her family, and loved her community. And so I found it necessary to write her book, which is called No Sad Story, and to serve and service our HIV/AIDS community. We established our ministry in 2013. And so we started right here in Rock Hill. And so I am so honored and privileged we are celebrating our 9th anniversary. Mm. How time flies. And we are so privileged to, from 2013 up until now, we have served over 150 clients for HIV and AIDS here in Rock Hill County.
Oh,
yes,
great.
We have.
And what does that help look like?
That help looks like getting tested for them, men and women, knowing their status. We carry on every 3 months. We do testing to know your status. We also refer clients to therapy. We offer clinical and spiritual counseling. Mm. We also have peer support. We also provide emergency housing, shelter, and we also connect them with to spiritual guidance for their families, not only them, but for their families. Because when you find out that you are positive living with HIV, that's traumatic. It's very traumatic. So you need help. You need support. You need to know that your community is not looking down on you, but status, your status is important, and it's not a death sentence, but it's a life sentence, and you can live longer with knowing that status. So that's what we do.
All right, so how did you get connected with Anne, and tell us the details of the two-day fundraiser?
Okay. I connected with Miss Ann through networking, and she has just been so supportive. She is just so loving and caring, not only for me personally, but for our ministry and for our calls and for our mission. And she knows everybody in Rock Hill. So she is a wonderful networking person, and we just connected, and we're helping her to start her own nonprofit, her business, and Visionary Ventures, LLC. Oh. Yes, so we're getting ready to launch that soon.
Great. So, Ann, explain this relationship. You saw what Valerie's doing, obviously a friend, but there was something more that you said, I'm not only a friend, but I also want to be involved. I want to walk beside you.
Well, I bought a ticket for one of her celebrations. But I met her before then, and she was telling me about her mother and everything that happened. And it takes me back to my childhood. My mother always encouraged me, you want to be around good people. Mm. You want to be around spiritual people. And believe it or not, just 2 weeks ago, I was praying, and I said I needed someone to help me to really get my business off the ground. And lo and behold, I went to an Alzheimer's rockathon, and here comes Valerie. I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And it's been like going on since then. And because I believe so strongly in nonprofit. And when she asked me if I would be a sponsor, I did not have to hesitate, because that has been my life journey, working in my community and being involved in good things, because we always will have someone, another generation coming after us. Mm-hmm. And just like I've had people's shoulder to cling to, I want to be the same for my hometown, Rock Hill, which I love with the passion. So now we are truly connected. And I have already said to Valerie, there will be no divorce in this friendship. It's going to be unto death do us part.
Isn't that great?
That's a
great friend.
That's right.
That's a friend.
We don't even have that yet. Now we've not known each other for 20 years.
20 something years.
Oh my God.
We might need
to
get a good lawyer. Yeah.
So I will be the spokesperson from now on.
Yes, you
for
will.
No sad stories. Because we need people to know that when we're going through, we always have someone to support us.
And no judgment.
And no judgment. No
that
judgment.
Is exactly
no
it.
Judgment.
Wow.
No judgment.
Okay, so Valerie, the details, put folks on your calendar. Okay. Saturday, October the 14th, Sunday, October the 15th. Take us from there.
Okay, Saturday, we're going to be having an open-air concert at the Amphitheater. It starts at 3 o'clock. We're giving away free food. We're going to have music. We're going to have acting. We're going to have praise dancers out there. We're going to have spoken word. We're going to have council officials speaking to us. We're going to have a couple of testimonies of domestic violence survivors and HIV women, men and women living with HIV past 55. And we're going to have yours truly. We're going to have vendors out there. And we want you to come out and listen and clap your hands and stomp your feet. And we're going to have a wonderful time out there, 3 to 6 on Saturday. And then on Sunday at 2 o'clock, we're going to have what you call Fungo. Instead of bingo, it's going to be Fungo. Yes, Fungo from 2 to 3 at the Union Baptist Church, 1195 Hands Mill Road. And that's from 2 to 3. And the grand prize for that Fungo is going to be $1,000 cash. Ooh. So you want to get your ticket. It's only $25 for the Fungo. And then at 3:30, we are going to be having our celebration, 9 years of our celebration. And those funds are going toward our transitional home. We're going to be opening our first transitional home for No Sad Story Ministry. Yes, we are. And we want those funds to go to toward our furnishing of that home for our all this intel in opening up our first home for at least 6 of our clients on that day. And guess what? Lucas is going to be one of our recipients of the Bert Trina Lawson Community Servant Award. We will be honoring Mr. Lucas McFadden on that day, along with Dr. Tracy Durant, who is a African-American dentist here in town, and also Miss Rebecca Rose, who is a marketing strategist here in Rock Hill for over 25 years for Salvation Army. So those three people are going to be honored here in at our event, and we want you to come out. We're going to be having dinner, we're going to be having music, we're going to be having all kinds of raffles, and our grand prize for that day is going to be a 75-inch flat screen color television. So you want to come out and be a blessing to No Sad Story Ministry and Cry Out to Get Out, which we serve and service the domestic violence survivors.
Awesome. I told you these ladies can move mountains. They can
sure
do it.
Can.
In fact, James Thompson, just a friend of the show, just said, two amazing women of God and legacy on the show right now. Oh. Isn't that great?
Yes. And James is one of our board members.
Great.
Yes,
well, he is. Valerie, we love you, and we love you, and certainly we are a better community with your vision and your help and just the services you provide. So thank you.
Thank
for what you do.
Right.
We appreciate
and you
it.
Can go get your tickets
yes.
on at www.mynssm.org or go on Eventbrite. It's on Eventbrite also. And you can be a sponsor. Please help us to be a sponsor for this event. We need your help. Please help us launch our transitional home and be a blessing to our HIV/AIDS community and our domestic violence survivors. We need you.
And if I may say right quick, as it says right up here, No Sad Stories. Now, you did not ask me to be a dancer.
Oh.
I danced in fourth grade.
Now, y'all said no divorce. Y'all
no
said
divorce.
No divorce. Now, Ian.
Now, we're going to work it out.
We're no counselors on the show, but if we have to, we will jump in. But no
right.
divorce.
No divorce.
No separation.
Let her dance, Valerie.
Yeah.
Let her dance.
All right.
We will let her dance.
7:54 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Morning, 62 degrees.
We continue to get the all clear on our Friday morning commute for York, Lancaster, and Chester County. Rock Hill still looking good. Dave Lau Boulevard, Cherry Road, Selwynese Road, Highway 5 and 21, busy but accident-free. 77 northbound, same story there, no problems. North of the border, stalled motorists right there at Josh Birmingham Parkway at Harley Avenue. We got accidents being worked. Eastway Drive.